Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Deep under the covers. Let's get right under there. Right down, further. Hi, Karen. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Well, you know, pigs.
Great. How are you, Tess?
I'm great, thank you, though.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
What have I got today? I've got a book called Sharp. The Woman Who Made an Art of Having an Opinion, and it's by Michelle Dean.
So a woman with an opinion?
Yeah, it's not a music book, I'm sorry, but it's very literary.
Looks like a good book, though. It looks like it's a good, solid, whacking size.
Look at the cover.
Beer.
It's such a smart cover. Really,
so, it is a smart cover.
That has the imagery of, like, sort of late 80s documentaries for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right, like kind of a noir thing, like with that Venetian
sort of social studies documentaries you might have watched. Different people live in different places.
Educational films.
Yeah, really?
I like that.
People are different. Cool. Some people are happy, other people are not. And so that's one thing, you know.
So what is this? It's a group biography that brings together a collection of around 10 wonderful women writers. And what they each have in common is that throughout their career, they were referred to as sharp. So what
sharp meaning sharp,
having
clever
sharp,
or
yeah,
sharp
really,
or
you know,
pointy?
Sharp insight, sharp mind, kind of sharp writing.
Oh, you're quick, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Really, a bit of an edge.
One of the women in this book is Dorothy Parker, and she was
Dorothy
known.
Awesome.
You know, she was known for that quote. The first thing I do in the morning is brush my teeth and sharpen my tongue.
She has the most amazing quotes. She's got so many amazing quotes that
does.
There's a lot of discussion about whether they actually came from her. Yeah, but
of course
then
they did.
But yeah, but they obviously all did.
Of course they did. Yeah, she was
an awesome,
fabulous writer.
She'll smash you down, eh?
Totally, really kind of
talking to.
Caustic and clever,
sharp if you will.
Sharp if you will.
So is it sharp? Sharp as a compliment or sharp
Absolutely. Yeah. Although having said that, you know, a lot of these women were known for writing their strong opinions and not necessarily being liked or popular.
This is what I'm saying. It wasn't the fashion.
Or even maybe
a woman with an opinion.
Yeah. Even being feared for, you know, their opinions. But it's a really hard-hitting roll call, and some of the 20th century's finest cultural and intellectual thinkers are here. You know, they were all women, all influential and singular, and kind of influential across, you know, literature, criticism, philosophy, and journalism. So who have we got? We've got Dorothy Parker, Susan Sontag, Joan Didion, the journalist Janet Malcolm, and
Crikey.
Pauline Kael.
Have you seen that documentary about Joan Didion?
I have, yes. I kind of half and half liked it. I didn't quite think it was good enough.
Remind me, Joan Didion?
She was the...
Have we talked about her before on the sequel?
We haven't talked about
her
before.
Author.
She's an author. She was a journalist and author, and she's very much from the 1970s California, so she sort of hung out in, you know, San Francisco and did a lot.
Maybe we talked to her. She died the last couple of years.
She's still alive.
No, she's still alive. She's very frail.
I think we talked about her maybe because I talked about the documentary.
I just thought
it didn't have enough insight. It wasn't sharp enough. But
So now these are stories that they've written?
So this is a group biography, and what Michelle Dean has done is she's... Because, I mean, you know, a lot of biographies about these women on their own exist, so I think it's quite interesting to bring them all together.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing about it is that, you know, someone like Joan Didion got lumped in with Pauline Kael because they were both from California. But the thing is, they actually didn't like each other. And they had really different styles, you know. Joan Didion went for elegant attack over the kind of blunt combat of someone like Pauline Kael. And so what she's done is she's got these little... They're only about 30 pages long, so they're quite good to dip into. And so she writes about the woman, but then she kind of interweaves these little chapters about... two of the women who didn't like each other or who were quite opposing, and you've got the amazing writer Renata Adler, who wrote a really great novel called Speedboat, and another one called, is it Pitch Dark, I think, or Pitch Black, and she is writing about Pauline Kael's writing, so it's kind of criticism of criticism, and it's quite mean. I'll just read out a bit, if I may.
Please.
So Renata Adler wrote for The New Yorker, and she wrote a lot of kind of books commentary as well. And she wrote a piece where she took down the bestseller list. I mean, the Whitkill's Top 100 has just kind of come out. So I guess this is kind of...
I always think the Whitkill's Top 100, then cut it down, Top 50.
Cut it down to 50.
Sounds like they're talking about all their stock.
So this is what Renata Adler said about the bestsellers list. It included a colouring book for adults, a journal kept by a child, a pamphlet of newspaper photographs with humorous captions, the autobiography of a baseball manager, the reminiscences of a lawyer who had appeared for the defence in a sensational Hollywood trial, a discussion of dieting and the study of sexual activities of unmarried women. And what Renata Adler said was, basically, there was no reason to rely on a bestseller list because they were merely a helpful guide to the anxious semi-literate. And she just said they should stop publishing it altogether. So that's Renata Adler's take.
Ooh, with your sharp tongue, they would have said at the time, wouldn't they?
A bit of a burn. So, yeah, each piece...
Someone's got to say it, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. I mean, I don't know if I wasn't there. I don't know if I agree, but I like someone coming out and saying it.
Yeah. But, you know, they're really...
bit of rowdy discourse. Hey.
Well, you know, there's not enough of it, really. You know, there's sort of... It's quite polite. So each piece here is really great. They're short and sharp, and you can dip into them. They combine biography, literary criticism, and social and cultural history. And, you know, like, these women, they were writing their caustic, kind of acerbic, insightful, or just plain intelligent opinions and
funny,
pieces
it's
of
funny,
books.
It's funny, because a lot of it really is just plain intelligence, isn't it?
But
it was so sort of, it was so unexpected at the time and uncommon for women's writing to get to be held in high esteem. That must be a bit smarter. It's just like she's just good at it. She's really good at it. That's all.
Just good at it. Yeah. And you know, it's really interesting, this grouping of women, because they all, in their own way, cleared a path for other women to follow. And you know, they were among the first to be seen as being qualified, if not more so than men, to kind of weigh in on art, politics, ideas, and writing.
Now, I want to ask you a question. I want to take it out of the book and ask you a question. How did you feel after you read it?
How did I feel? Yeah. I found it really invigorating and inspiring.
Woohoo!
And
good
job. It's just a really good balance between kind of intelligent, but also just a little bit of juicy kind of gossip in there as well. So quite a good balance. But, yeah, super inspired and, yeah.
And, did you make you want to run out and write and...
Oh,
or
yes.
Get some serious opinion.
Read and write. And
really start.
Kind of be nasty.
Taking some people
brutal.
To school. Is it one of those sort of books?
Yeah, totally, totally. I think it'd be a really good book for people who want to maybe investigate, you know, some really key intelligent writers but aren't sure where to start, or want to know a bit more about the writers like Joan Didion or Susan Sontag, who they already know and love, and maybe just want a different angle on them.
Cool. It's a cool idea. It's a cool idea to sort of to assemble them in that manner.
It is a cool idea.
It's called Sharp, and it's by Michelle Dean.
Yep, that's correct.
And the woman?
The woman who made an art of having an opinion.
Right on. And it's available today.
It's available today.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.